morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm Natalie and I'm so happy to be here for our second episode, and I'm even happier that you are here. I hope you're having an amazing day, and today's topic is 20 things I've learned in my 20s. Since I'm 24, we're gonna have a little couple extra things I've learned, probably hitting us to that 24 mark. So let's get into it. Number one, being a workaholic is not cute. This is coming from someone who is a retired workaholic. I am a former workaholic, and I come from workaholic parents that would bring work home. And while I know it was in the best interest and just to provide, as a kid, it was not the best thing. And definitely now, seeing how being a workaholic can take over your life, it is just, it's just not a trait that I have loved about myself, and it's something that I'm actively trying to work on. Yes, being a good employee, a good coworker, all of that is great. It's awesome to be dedicated and passionate and very in tune with your workplace and yourself as a worker. All of that is awesome, but once you hit that workaholic line, it's not cute. Number two, phone addiction is real. This is coming from someone who is on their phone all the time, and as I would say toxic as your screen time notification every Sunday is, pay attention to that, because if you're seeing that you're spending over 12 hours on your phone, think about that. There are 24 hours in a day and you're going to spend half of it on your phone. Like, to me, that is crazy. But again, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite, because I have had times where I have 12 hours of screen time. And honestly, of that screen time, I don't know if it's necessarily calculated, like, what, listening to a podcast and having your phone unlocked, is that count as screen time, or does screen time truly count as the doom scroll? Number three, low maintenance friendships are essential. They are key. There are so many different types of friendships, and friends will come and go, and friends that you go to for different purposes, but those low maintenance friendships are the best. The ones that you can pick up and call, you can text them, you can talk with them, you haven't spoken to them or seen them in a few months, years even, and it's as if you picked up like you just saw them yesterday. Those are so healthy and just food for the soul. Number four, you can choose your family. Yes, you have your blood family, but all that ties you to your blood family is that you share, you're blood related. Yes, you might have grown up in the same household. Yes, you might have spent years celebrating Christmas together, going to events together. But at the end of the day, when you marry someone and you choose them, that is your chosen family. But building off of that, your friends. You can choose your family by choosing friends to be in your life, and that is your chosen family. That is a hard pill that I've had to swallow, that just because your family does not mean that people will have the best interest in you. And it's something that I've been learning over the last few years, that just because you're family, just because someone has a title that they're related to you, it does not mean that they have your best interests at heart, regardless of how you feel or not, regardless if you feel you can trust them or not. It does not mean that they, just because they have this title, that they're going to be loyal to you. Number five, you can reinvent yourself daily. This is so true. You can wake up and choose to be a new person. Now, I'm not saying that everything's going to change overnight, but you can choose to implement something into your routine. You can choose to think about something a little bit differently. You can choose to make a little tweak in your mindset, a tweak in your routine, that once you've been doing that for a week, all those tweaks add up, and it's like you're a new person. Number six, nothing is really that serious, and this is something that I have to remind myself multiple times a day, that nothing is that serious. We are on a floating rock in space. And if I think about that for too long, too hard, I will freak myself out. We are put on this earth. We all have different purposes. We all have different beliefs, morals, ways that we go about life. So just try to take life as it comes. Don't take yourself too seriously. Nothing is promised. Nothing is guaranteed. So just live each day as if it's your last. Laugh a lot, smile a lot, smile at strangers. because nothing is really that serious. Number 7, drinking is not as fun as you grow up. Now, I'm not going to sit here and promote underage drinking, but it happens. We're human. I'm not going to pretend that it wasn't something that I partook in. Drinking is not as fun as you grow up because you can have a glass of wine whenever you want. You can pull out a twisted tea whenever you want when you're legal age. Yes, it's very fun to have a fun drink after work, have a wine night with your friends, drink on holidays, but the appeal, in my opinion, goes away as you, and because for me, I went to college and I had my 4 years, as I say, getting it out of my system. So the appeal just is not there as much as it was to just drink for hours on end every single day. Hangovers hit way hard after the ages of 23 and 24. I was always told that as you age, hangovers get worse. And I was also the person in college that said, I don't get hangovers, I'm so lucky. And yes, I was lucky, because the only thing that I did to prevent a hangover would be eating a little bit of something before, during, and after drinking, and making sure I drink one full water bottle before going to bed. Now, I have to drink a liquid IV before starting to drink, a liquid IV the morning after, and drink a few cups of water or water bottles during the time that I'm drinking, and make sure that I've eaten dinner, eat during, and eat a little bit after, because otherwise, I am going to be out of commission for a few days. And I still am. I still feel the effects of the recovery a day to 2 days to even 3 days after. Number 9, hobbies are fun. Hobbies are cute. Hobbies are hot. I feel like when you're younger and you have hobbies and you share with people, you can get judged. People can make fun of you. They're like, that's what you do for fun, because that's when people enter their rebellious years. And they say, oh, underage drinking. Oh, smoking. Oh, sneaking out, that is what was fun, because you wanted to fit in. Once you grow up and you graduate or whatever path you take, and say you choose the corporate America 9-to-5 route, you stay in that loop. Having a hobby is what grounds you. It's what truly makes you you. It's what allows you to connect with your inner child, and it grounds you, and it allows you to have that fun, and it allows you to express yourself and create and have your imagination again, which I think is so important. It's so sad that as you grow up, your creativity fades, your imagination fades, because we get into this loop. Number 10, the shift of Instagram being for the boys to the girls is so therapeutic. What I mean by this is, when you get out of that era of posting a cute photo just for a boy to look at, now you post a thirst trap for the girls because you want the girls to gas you up. Because we all know a compliment from a girl means way more than a compliment from a guy. Being gassed up by your girls, being gassed up by another baddie, is the best feeling. Number 11, Victoria's Secret is less appealing as you grow up, or possibly it's just the rebrand. This might be very niche or an unpopular opinion, but I feel like Victoria's Secret has become less appealing. I don't know why that is, but I used to be the biggest Victoria's Secret girly. Anytime I was at a mall, I had to hit Victoria's Secret, same way as I still have to hit Bath & Body Works. But don't get me wrong, I will still go into Victoria's Secret, but the way that I was obsessed and had to snag every single 7-for-27 underwear deal, or 5-for-25, or what were the bra deals, like 2-for-50, I always had to snag that. Now, I will typically only get something for the holidays, like when they do their fun Halloween collection or Christmas or Valentine's Day. But before, when I had absolutely no business being in there, I was obsessed and I had to go and try everything on. And maybe it was just the vibe, like growing up in girlhood, but it could also just be the rebrand that I'm just not a fan of. Number 12, getting ready is arguably more fun than going. And this is something that only the girls will understand, because when you sit there, you turn your music on, you get ready, you're putting your makeup on, you're doing your hair, whether if you're alone or with girls, it is, I feel like you just step into this feminine, divine energy. your highest self, and it is just so freaking fun. Number 13, and this is something that I would have realized when I was a bit younger, but it is your parents' first time at life too. They're growing up too. They're experiencing life as you are experiencing it. Granted, yes, they've already hit the age of 10, 20, 30, 40. They've already gone through the steps that you are going through now, so they do have a little bit of wisdom in that, but they are still experiencing life just like you are. They haven't been here multiple times on this earth. This is their first time too, so give them some grace as well. Number 14, your mind is very powerful. Do not feed it negative thoughts. Do not feed into those. Do not allow yourself to wander and thinking of all the horrible doomsday what-ifs. This is much easier said than done because this is something that I personally struggle with. Your mind is so powerful, just like your body is a temple, and you really want to make sure that you're being aware of the things that you are feeding into your mind because it is, again, just so powerful. Number 15, and maybe this is, again, niche, but childbirth does not seem any less scary to me as it did when I was a kid. The whole idea of it, it just seems terrifying. Absolutely bone-chilling scary. Number 16, you will not fit into your high school jean shorts or your jeans. And that's normal. It's healthy. Babe, that just means that your ass is fatter and you are hotter and you are becoming a woman. It is okay to not even fit into your shorts from last season. You are not meant to fit a pair of jeans or a pair of shorts. They are supposed to fit you. So if you have outgrown something, who cares, babe? Donate it. Get rid of it. Because you will exude so much more confidence and be so much more radiant when you are wearing clothing that fits you properly and you can actually walk normally and you don't feel that pit in your stomach because you had to button the jeans and they hurt your stomach. And because, trust me, we've all been there. So it's okay. Just donate them. Go and treat yourself and go get some cuter shorts. Get some shorts for this season. Number 17. Savor your time in high school. Savor your time in school. I know some of you, if you are in high school or in college and listening to this right now, you're like, Natalie, I cannot wait to graduate. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm so proud of you for being in school currently. But please, for me, take advantage of every single moment. Go to every event. Hang out with your friends. This is the time to say yes, because once you grow up and you graduate, and you go into the 9-to-5 or whatever cycle you go into where you no longer have that freedom to just be in school during those hours and see your friend, please take advantage of it. Please seize every single moment because it is something that I look back and I wish I would have taken advantage of more, and I wish I could just have that time in a little time capsule and just put myself in a little time machine and go back for just one day. Not the drama, not all of that, but the community, the learning. I think learning is so important and one of the most important things and beautiful things in the human experience. Number 18, time is so precious and it truly does fly. I know people say, oh, time flies when you're having fun. You might not be having fun right now, but trust me, time is still flying. It's crazy to me that I've been out of college for a little over 2 years now. I'm 24. I will have spent more of my life out of school than in school. Yet when I was in second grade, fifth grade, ninth grade, 11th grade, college, I was like, I have spent so many years in school, like a machine. School, then summer, school, then summer. But when you look back at it, it was such a short period in your life. Number 19. No one is thinking about it as much as you are. This is, again, something that I have to remind myself. Just because someone saw you do something embarrassing, someone saw you do something cringe, sure, they might think about it for 5 minutes. They might tell their best friend, but they're not going to think about it for the rest of the day like you are. Say you trip and fall. Okay, people probably won't. They might laugh at that, let's be honest. But no one's really going to think about it for more than 5 to 10 minutes. Whereas you're going to be like, I can't believe I did that in front of someone. Because trust me, something is going to happen to them too, and they're probably going to dwell on it. So just remember, no one is thinking about it as much as you are. Don't take yourself too seriously. Number 20, cooking and baking honestly just takes practice. You can become really good at it and have your signature dish. And really, a lot of people only have one signature dish, and people are like, oh, you're such a great cook. Yeah, because I'm making my signature dish. Number 21. Water equals magic. Drinking water makes you feel amazing. Water has so many benefits, as we all know. Swimming in water, that's like such an amazing way to ground yourself and connect. Even taking a shower, a warm shower or a cold shower, both can do so many things for you. Both are magic. Number 22, you can't please them all. You cannot please everyone. So how about you start with making yourself happy? How about you start with making a safe space for yourself, making sure you're in a loving environment within your head, making sure when you look in the mirror that you feel happy with your reflection and that you love yourself. Number 23, too much empathy is consuming. I am a very empathetic person, but too much empathy, it is very consuming. Yes, have empathy, care for others, be able to put yourself in someone else's shoes. But too much empathy is so consuming. It can take over your day. It can allow you to think differently. It can almost force you to act differently. And that's not fair to yourself by thinking, oh my gosh, how does this person think? Start thinking of yourself a little bit more. It's okay to be selfish. It honestly is. When it gets to a point of you're only thinking of yourself, that's when it's bad. A little bit of anything is okay. Too much of anything is bad. Too much of sympathy, too much of empathy, too much fruit, too much water. Things that are good for you, if you have too much of it, it's bad. Have it in moderation. And number 24, you do not need an apology to move on. This is something that I truly struggle with. Feeling that I need an apology to move on, to know that it wasn't my fault, to know that they do feel bad, because sometimes they don't feel bad. Sometimes they think it's your fault. You do not need the apology to move on, because most times than not, it had nothing to do with you. Be able to give yourself that reassurance, that grace. Yes, people should apologize when they hurt you, but you're not always going to get that from people, because people don't always have the emotional awareness and intelligence to give that to you. This is a big thing that I've been learning throughout my 20s, is that even if I feel that I'm wronged, I can be telling someone until I'm blue in the face how you hurt me, but that doesn't mean that they're going to change or see it the way that I do. You're not in control of that. And that's a scary feeling, that you can be vulnerable with someone and give your feelings to someone and they don't treat them properly. So just know, you do not need an apology to move on. And our last bonus thing that I have learned in my 20s, there's a lot more, but these are the ones that I thought were really important and could honestly think off the top of my head. Being a girl's girl is truly magical. I used to be that girl that was like, I have more guy friends than girls, blah, blah, blah. Girls can be drama, because I was in a lot of female friendships where I got burned, where there was so much competition and comparison and quote unquote best friends telling me that I had to do more to be ranked as a better best friend than another girl in the group. But once you make that shift of, okay, that was just toxic, and that again, that was them, being a girl's girl is so magical. Hyping girls up, gassing girls up, not seeing them as competition, it's so freeing. It truly is. Yes, everyone has insecurities, and yes, you can be like, oh my gosh, that girl is so beautiful. But her beauty, her humor, her intelligence does not take away anything from you. The most beautiful people in the world are not going to, it's not truly about beauty. It's how someone carries themselves. Yes, they can be physically attractive, but some of the most beautiful people that I've met would never say, I'm the most beautiful person in the room. They would point out other people's beauty. Someone that is confident in themselves, someone that is successful, is never going to talk down on someone or make fun of someone for something. So just know that being a girl's girl, if you can get into that mindset and see that perspective, just know that it's truly magical, and it is one of the things that has changed me as a person. Don't see girls as threats, because that is something that you need to work on within yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. I think a lot of us, especially females, now I haven't seen the Barbie movie yet, but just from what I've gathered about it, is kind of what it talks about is we are taught in society to compare ourselves and to try to be better. But if you can change that thinking and understand that it is not females versus females or a war on girls, we are so powerful and magical and just everything when we work together. And that might scare some people. That might scare the world that if all females just united forces and stopped trying to tear each other down, how the world would be. Again, being a girl's girl is just so magical. So those are the 25 things that I've learned in my 20s. There are obviously more, and I can definitely do another episode like this again. I would even love to do an episode of things that I hope to learn in my 20s, which I guess that's kind of thinking ahead. So maybe I wouldn't have 20 things that I hope to learn, but I just think this episode was a really awesome idea and this topic, because it will just be really fun to look back when I'm 30 and think of all the things that I've learned by my 30s, maybe even if things change. But I know that I'm not alone in these things, and I really hope that me sharing these things was able to give you guys some hope, or maybe even a lot of relatable things. I just wanted to put this out there, and for anyone that's maybe struggling, just knowing that there is that light at the end of the tunnel. You will get better. Things will get better. Just hang on to where you are right now and just try to enjoy every moment. Live in the moment, because like I said, nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is promised. Even if things aren't looking too hot right now, tomorrow is a brand new day with brand new opportunities. So I just hope that you know that you're here for a reason. You are so loved. I love you already, like I have said in the beginning and like I will continue to say. I'm so happy that you're here. And I think that's going to be the end of episode 2. So thank you guys so much for being here. If you want to go ahead and check out the It's Naptime Podcast Instagram, that is where I'm going to post updates and just little episode recaps. You can also check out my personal Instagram at Natalie X Palik, or even my TikTok, NataliePzero12. I'm going to create a little Google form and either put it on the Instagram or just in the episode description for any topics that you guys would like to hear. I am just so ecstatic that we are on this journey together. Thank you so much for being here again. If you want to give this a rating, a review, that would be so awesome. I'm just so ready for this journey. I'm probably going to include a little question box for either how you like this episode or something along those lines, just to hear back from you guys and interact with you, because I just want to get to know who my listeners are. So thank you so much. I hope you are having an amazing day, and I hope you have an amazing week. I love you so much, and I hope you enjoyed your nap time today. Bye.